Wednesday, February 25th. The first reading from Jonah chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. The word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. Set out for the great city of Nineveh, and announce to it the message that I will tell you. So Jonah made ready and went to Nineveh, according to the Lord's bidding. Now Nineveh was an enormously large city. It took 3 days to go through it. Jonah began his journey through the city, and had gone but a single day's walk, announcing, 40 days more, and Nineveh shall be destroyed. When the people of Nineveh believed God, they proclaimed a fast, and all of them, great and small, put on sackcloth. When the news reached the king of Nineveh, he rose from his throne, laid aside his robe, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in the ashes. Then he had this proclaimed throughout Nineveh by decree of the king and his nobles, Neither man nor beast, neither cattle nor sheep shall taste anything. They shall not eat, nor shall they drink water. Man and beast shall be covered with sackcloth and call loudly to God. Every man shall turn from his evil way and from the violence he has in hand. Who knows, God may relent and forgive and withhold his blazing wrath so that we shall not perish. When God saw by their actions how they turned from their evil way, he repented of the evil that he had threatened to do to them. He did not carry it out. Haydock Commentary. It is recorded what Jonah said the first day, though he seems to have preached many, even during 40 days, after which time he expected the city would fall, and therefore he retired out of the walls. This and many other menaces are conditional. If men repent, God will change his sentence. So say Saints John Chrysostom and Gregory. The Ninevites were convinced that he had wrought such wonders in the person of Jonah with a desire of their welfare, particularly as he allowed them some delay. Accordingly, they did penance for about 40 days, and their conversion was so sincere that Christ proposes it to his disciples in Matthew 12:41. The king was Sardanapalus, or rather his father Full, whom Strabo calls Anaxandraxes, and who died in the year of the world 3237, 4 years after he had invaded Palestine. See 2 Kings 15:19. God suspended the stroke, but as the people soon relapsed, Sardanapalus burnt himself to death, and the city was taken, 37 years after Jeroboam. So says St. Jerome. Yet this was only a prelude to its future ruin, foretold by Tobias in chapter 14, verse 5, and effected by Nabopolassar and Astyages. The Gospel from Luke chapter 11, verses 29 through 32. While still more people gathered in the crowd, Jesus said to them, This generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. At the judgment, the Queen of the South will rise with the men of this generation, and she will condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and there is something greater than Solomon here. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, because at the preaching of Jonah they repented. And there is something greater than Jonah here. Haydock Commentary. Instead of a prodigy in the heavens or in the air, I will give you one in the bosom of the earth, more wonderful than that of the prophet Jonah, who came out alive from the belly of the fish which had swallowed him. Thus I will return alive from the bosom of the earth 3 days after my death. He gave them a sign not from heaven, for they were unworthy to behold it, but from the deep, the sign of his incarnation, not of his divinity, of his passion, not of his glory. So says Venerable Bede. The Queen of the South shall condemn this generation not by exercising the power of judgment against them, but by having performed an action which, when put in competition with theirs, will be found superior to them.